Candy and Maureen, thanks for being here with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Aaron. I guess we're here today. First, we were going to talk about our Knoxville Racing Charitable Organization second annual fundraising extravaganza. I wanted to tell a little bit about what our Knoxville Racing Charitable Organization is. Most of the community knows us as KRCO. We are the people that sell the 50-50 tickets at the raceway. Our purpose for our 50-50 ticket sales is that we are the promoters of safety for our drivers at Knoxville Raceway. Tickets that we sell, 50% of the money goes, of course, to the winner. And then out of the other 50%, 40% goes into our driver's fund, to where we buy insurance for our drivers. $250,000 insurance that they can use if they are in any racing injury. It does not have to be just at Knoxville Raceway. If it's at another track, it covers their medical and injuries. Then we also, at the end of the year, with the money that we have in the pot, being a nonprofit organization, we can only carry so much money over. We use that money to purchase safety equipment for the drivers. This year we bought them all new race suits. The year before, I believe it was helmets, fire retardant underwear. We've bought them seats. We let the drivers help us decide what they need each year. You know, about every other year they need a new helmet because they get banged up pretty good. Also, from that our 50%, where I said 40% goes to the driver fund, 10% goes to the organization that sells a 50-50 ticket. This is a great fundraising event for some of our school athletic programs, the 4-H, youth softball, or baseball, I'm sorry. And this year, I hopefully have youth softball too. So that's another thing. If there's any organizations out there that are interested in that, they could contact myself or Candy and give us their names. We'd be glad to add some groups to help sell tickets. They get 10 cents a ticket, but it adds up. I think our top selling group last year made $2,700, and the next group, $2,600. You know, Vantage, they get to go to the races afterwards. It's just really a good event.
Yeah, and obviously you guys do good work through the KRCO. I'm sure the drivers are all very appreciative of it. And this is another way that you guys started last year, another fundraiser you started, and it was pretty successful last year. I think $6,500 raised, and I'm sure you guys are looking to capitalize on that success and make it an annual event here. So tell us a little bit what's going on Saturday night.
Well, I guess I'm going to tell the purpose of it was to increase our money for the drivers, and also we're trying to change our image of KRCO. We want to be more community partners, and we are not a part of the racetrack, although, you know, I guess we're affiliated with the racetrack, but we want to show that we have a strong working relationship with the raceway and Knoxville. So we're trying to get out into the public, and this is our way to get people excited about race seasons. 8 weeks away, I think, is what it was from last Saturday. So we're almost there. And then I guess Candy's kind of the chairman of our fundraising committee for this extravaganza. I'll let her just tell you a little bit about what's going on Saturday.
Okay, Saturday night, the doors are going to open at 6 o'clock. And as normal, the silent auction will also start at 6 o'clock. We're going to have a live auction with some of our other bigger items. And that's going to start approximately around 7:30 and go till probably 8:30. The silent auction will end about 8 p.m., and then we have a live band. Rochambeau is going to play, and they start at 8:30, and it's going to last till midnight. We do have a full bar available, and we also have food available to buy from Pizza Hut as well that evening. And we've got lots of really nice gifts that lots of people have donated. We have things from jewelry to framed photos. There's Barnstormer tickets. There's hair appointments, there's oil changes, there's lots of personal items as far as scarves and stadium seats and koozies and t-shirts, tons of t-shirts. Lots of the drivers have participated in giving us donations. Of course, our national tickets will be for auction that night, hotel stays, and lots of things available, so it'll be a fun night.
And I imagine it's kind of a way too for the race fans to get together, you know, in advance of the season. Everyone sees each other on those Saturdays over the summer, but this is kind of a way to kind of get together, and outside of the racetrack though, I guess you're on the ground still, and have some fun and loosen up before the season gets started.
Exactly. And before we end the interview, I want to make sure that we say that we are still accepting donations if anybody's interested in donating. I have a few drivers that still are going to bring some things in this week. You can drop them off at the Knoxville Raceway or contact Melinda Ofield at 641-891-4506, or drop them off at Candy's Flowers here in Knoxville. And I also want to put in a plug for Pizza Hut, because they've helped us out. This is the second year. They sell the food, but they give us a percentage back donated to KRCO, so that is another great community partnership. And then I should tell you the price of our tickets are $10 per person or $15 for a couple. And you can buy those ahead if you want at Knoxville Raceway or Candy's Flowers, but we'll be selling them that night.
Now, you said some of the drivers are going to be donating items. Will we see some drivers there as well?
Yes, we should. We should see several. We've been calling this week. We will see some drivers there. You know, they also do their auctions during the year, so we try to participate and go to their auctions as well. So they know it's for them.
Is there anything else you guys would like to talk at about KRCO, at about this Saturday's event? Anything else really in general?
No, we just want everybody to get out there. I mean, it's been tough week this way with the weather. We all need to loosen up a little on Saturday night.
So yeah, it sounds like it was a well-scheduled Saturday. Yeah.
We've got a good group of girls, though, that are on KRCO, and I think everybody should just come out and get acquainted with all of us, because lots of people buy the 50-50 tickets, lots of people sell the 50-50 tickets, but sometimes they don't even know who's, you know, affiliated behind the scenes. So
yeah, it's kind of fun. We're all volunteers, and, you know, we do this for the drivers, and so it'd be nice for people to get to know us. And we do have a board seat open, so if anybody's interested in being on the board, they can also contact us.
All right, so we can get those tickets at Candy's Flowers, Knoxville Raceway, or at the door.
Correct.
All right, well, we'll look forward to this Saturday. Thanks for being here with us today.
Thanks for having us.